From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. Ahead, an app to streamline one of the most challenging processes in healthcare, physical therapy. But first, more winter weather today. Jennifer Dunn with the National Weather Service says it'll start as rain, but don't be fooled.
We expect it to transition to freezing rain and then possibly sleet, or at least a mix of the two, with predominantly sleet expected overnight and then some snow as well.
A winter storm warning for North Texas begins at 3 this afternoon and lasts until noon tomorrow. We'll have updates throughout the day at keranews.org. Nancy Nichols surprised D Magazine readers and restaurateurs when she stepped down as the publication's dining critic last week. The reason? Pasta, pancakes, artisan bread. After getting to know them intimately, Nichols found out those foods were conspiring to kill her. She sat down with Stephen Becker for lunch to explain.
For nearly two decades, Nancy Nichols would open a menu and see opportunity. But on this day, as she perused the offerings at Lark on the Park, she was mostly reminded of limitations.
You know, I look at the sandwiches section and it's like I have to get creative there. I mean, it's kind of hard to order a grilled cheese without bread.
So instead, it's...
I think I'll try the tassion salad and then the fish of the day.
For the last several years, the story's been the same. Dine out at a fancy new restaurant, then pray she could make it home before the intestinal distress kicked in. Sometimes she didn't make it. Nichols says these symptoms are common among restaurant critics who can eat rich, multi-course meals 3 to 6 nights a week. She knew something was seriously wrong, though, when her mind started to go fuzzy.
I mean, I was doing things like driving down the tollway, and instead of turning off the Bluetooth in my car, I would turn off the ignition.
Her lowest moment didn't come in the car, though. One morning, she woke up and couldn't move.
I mean, I literally looked at the floor and I looked at down at my toes, and I did not know how to get my feet to the ground, and it was like 7:30 in the morning. And that was terrifying. And I just reached over and called my gynecologist and just called her, and I said, I have to come in because I think I'm dying.
What followed was months and months of tests. First, she thought she had hypothyroidism, then hyperthyroidism. Finally, an endocrinologist asked if she'd ever considered cutting out gluten. The test for celiac disease was negative, but then her doctor emailed to say she had tested positive for Hashimoto's thyroiditis, a condition in which gluten causes the body to attack the thyroid.
And she said, take care, see you in 6 weeks. I mean, it's like, okay. And I was like, yay, I'm sick. But I mean, after 3 years and you finally find out what it is, you know, then you can have a plan, you know, you can fix it.
Nichols hasn't eaten gluten since mid-October. She says within a few weeks, she felt remarkably better. Already this year, she's traveled to Cuba and Dubai, trips she wouldn't have even considered 6 months ago. Which doesn't mean life is perfect. First, she had to tell her editor at D she was giving up the dining critic job. She's staying to cover the restaurant business and write features on other topics. And she's also suffering the withdrawal that more than 3 million other gluten-intolerant Americans face. No more fettuccine or fried chicken. Adios, beer, and anything with a bun. Which are mild compared with the loss of her favorite pizza.
It's not the same. I mean, I'm just a Cane Rosso junkie, and that hurts, you know, that I can't just fold up one of those warm, soft crusts and just go face down in it. And as a matter of fact, I'm giving myself 6 months of gluten-free, and then I'm going to do an experiment, and I'm going to go to Cane Rosso, I'm going to eat a pizza, and I'm going to see what happens.
It might hurt later, but she's willing to pay the price for one more taste of chewy, cheesy bliss. Stephen Becker, KERA News.
Now, nursing physical therapy patients back to health. There's a lot to remember and keep track of for both parties. New exercises to learn, different sets of repetitions, and routines. As part of our breakthrough series, Lauren Silverman explores one way of managing physical recovery away from the doctor's office, a homegrown mobile app.
After a bone marrow biopsy left her with back pain a few years ago, Naveen Khan was given a set of exercises to do. And, of course,
by the sixth exercise, I couldn't remember my first exercise and I didn't want to count to 30 over and over again.
A busy single mom, Khan began to dream of an app to help her manage the therapy.
I wanted something that held my personalized prescription, something that would count for me, and something that would remind me to do my exercises.
She created PT Pal as part of the Healthcare Accelerator program, Health Wildcatters, in Dallas. The app's designed to replace those sheets of paper patients are given to take home. You know, the ones with scribbled notes and diagrams of leg lifts and stretches.
One of the problems is you print this off for them, they lose the page. I tell them just stick it to the refrigerator, you know, and so that way they've got it. But most of the time, they lose it.
Richard McGuire is a physical therapist at Legacy Medical Village in Plano. He tries to help patients remember tricky exercises, like the side-lying hip adduction, by coming up with catchy names, like the Jane Fonda.
People can go, oh yeah, I'm doing my Jane Fondas now, or, you know, I'm doing my Michael Jacksons now.
The thing is, even if patients remember which one the Charlie's Angels arm stretch is, it looks like you're holding a pistol, there's no way to tell if they're actually following through and completing the exercises. So McGuire uses the app PT Pal for two things. First, to help patients keep track of their homework. Second, to monitor them. Here's how it works.
I sign them up, and as soon as I hit click, it sends them an email. The app downloads for free. I give them their login. Very simple. And boom, the exercises are there.
At home, the patient taps on an exercise, say leg lifts, and after pressing start, a countdown begins with the correct number of reps and sets for their rehab. As the patient goes through the routine, feedback is sent to therapist McGuire.
You can kind of go into...
He pulls up the dashboard on his computer. It shows a dozen or so patients he's enrolled, and he clicks on one.
It gives me how many times she's done it, on what day she did it. Actually, what time she did it.
Private providers like McGuire pay around $35 a month to enroll an unlimited number of patients. 10 hospitals currently use PT Pal, including Texas Scottish Rite in Dallas.
I think by and large, physical therapy apps are still a fairly new concept and very much emerging.
Eric Robertson is an assistant professor at the University of Texas, El Paso, who researches the intersection of technology and physical therapy. He says there's great potential for apps to help make PT more affordable and accessible. Right now, it's buyer beware.
There's also a lot of apps out there that are kind of one size fits all, like an exercise program for back pain. You know, that doesn't really fit you as an individual and doesn't take into account what your specific back pain might look like. And so those, I would say, probably wouldn't be things I would recommend.
He also wouldn't recommend using any app that's not HIPAA compliant, meaning an app that doesn't meet standards to protect your privacy.
But anything that can continue the interaction that you have with your physical therapist outside of the office, those are great things to talk about.
So in the privacy of your own home, with a little help from an app, you can get your Jane Fonda on. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
A new show launched this week on KERA. It's called Texas Standard, a statewide news program that covers all things Texas. The show is based in Austin and co-produced by KERA and other stations around the state. We're airing Texas Standard live at 10 o'clock weekday mornings here on 90.1. This means the second hour of the Diane Rehm Show moves to weeknights at 8 o'clock. The first hour of Diane Rehm continues airing live at 9, followed by Texas Standard at 10 here on 90.1. A reminder, a winter storm warning will be in effect from 3 this afternoon until noon tomorrow. We've got rain and possible storms this morning with a high in the lower 50s. Temperatures should fall to around 30 degrees later today and mix with possible sleet for the afternoon commute. It's tonight when the National Weather Service predicts freezing rain, sleet, snow, and storms. A possible 3 inches of snow could accumulate overnight with a low around 26. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.